KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning three people were arrested on separate charges following incidents that took place in Villisca. On Monday, 60-year-old Deborah K. McCollum of Villisca was arrested by sheriff's deputies for possession of drug paraphernalia following an incident in the 600 block of East 6th Street in Villisca. McCollum was cited for the offense and then released. Late Wednesday night, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 27-year-old Jeremy John Thompson of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. The warrant was issued in connection with an incident that happened in the 300 block of North U Avenue in Villisca. Thompson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 bond. Also arrested Wednesday night was 25-year-old Charles Albert Mace Jr. of Clarinda, who was taken into custody in Villisca on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Mace Jr. was being held with Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Representatives of the Atlantic Education Association presented their initial collective bargaining proposal for the 2016-17 school year to the school board Wednesday evening. The contract as proposed is based on a 190-day contract days, including those for professional development. Joanne Runyon spoke before the board of the High School Media Center. Runyon said their proposal includes a nearly 5.9% increase in salaries and benefits for certified staff, meaning the current base pay would increase $2,000 from $34,411 per year to $37,411, including step and lane movement. And that, she said, would put the base salary somewhat more in line with what other Hawkeye 10 conference schools are paying based on enrollment figures. Their proposal also calls for a change in how much the district contributes toward family insurance coverage. Under the proposal, that would jump from $100 per month to $200 per month for teachers requesting family coverage. Employees who do not have a family policy can elect to receive a cash payment or have the amount applied toward a tax-sheltered annuity under the association's proposal. The Education Association also requested a change in the dollar amount of FFA sponsor from $1,374 to $2,748, and the addition of a summer weight room supervisor under the extended special contracts salary part of the proposal. That person would receive $4,000. The old provision simply said a weight room supervisor outside of contract hours would be paid $10 per hour. And the association requested the number of personal leave days be increased from 2 to 3, or a maximum accumulated leave of 5 days in any 1 year instead of 3. They also requested a section of the current contract stating personal leave days may not be used to extend a vacation or holiday, with certain exceptions, be stricken from the contract. Officials with the Atlantic Community School District will present their proposal on January 6th. The next step is for the district to revisit its initial proposal before additional talks are held. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will meet in a special session this evening. During that 7 o'clock meeting in the conference room at the high school in Elkhorn, the board will enter into a closed session for the selection of a superintendent/principal candidate. The search for a new superintendent and principal began last October when current superintendent Dean Schnoes announced that he would be retiring at the end of the current school year. Checking our funeral announcements this morning, Eric Maverick Benton, age 53, of Manning, died Sunday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Eric Benton will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gerald Christensen, age 75, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. Funeral services for Chris Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Ferguson, age 82, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bob Ferguson will be today at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Gary Severs, Sr., age 68, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Omaha. Graveside services for Gary Severs, Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Martha Arbaugh, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Martha Arbaugh will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marcia Evans, age 81, who's formerly of Oakland, died January 6th in Kansas. Funeral services for Marcia Evans will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Patricia Mortensen, aged 92, of Shelby, died January 9th in Omaha. A memorial service for Patricia Mortensen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Bertie Ireland, age 82, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Bertie Ireland will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Floyd Ditto, age 88, of rural Audubon, died Sunday in Grimes. Funeral services for Floyd Ditto will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Julia Van Dunk, age 73, of Bridgewater, died Friday in Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Julia Van Dunk will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Dale Ranney, age 59, of Messina, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Services for Dale Ranney are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. John Nelson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday in Mesa, Arizona. Services for John Nelson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Edward Bud Telkamp, age 86, of Avoca, died Monday at Veterans Medical Center. Private family services are planned for Bud Telkamp. Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.